Hi guys, this is Dave Charest from DaveCharest.com, and I'm just taking a brief walk to the train here, and I thought I'd chime in a little bit on what I was seeing in the 2 a.m. theater stream this morning regarding being a rock star. So I thought I'd offer a quick little shout about how to be a rock star, because I think, you know, there's a difference between being a rock star and just doing things for that slickness and for that, you know, acting like a rock star. But there's something to be said for people who that are actually rock stars because of the things they do, or rock stars with a mission, so to speak. You know, I often reference people like Bono and U2, arguably the biggest band in the world, and Bono, arguably one of the biggest rock stars in the world. But I think the difference is that they come at it from the angle of not trying to be rock stars necessarily, but actually trying to further a mission, trying to do something. They have something they're trying to accomplish. Jesus, street cleaning. So I think, you know, if you're aspiring to be something that has an effect or has some way to make a change for the better and help people along the way and inspire people to do things, I think that's a good kind of rock star to be. So if that means, you know, people view you in a certain way or, you know, hold some type of, I think it puts you in a role of leadership. And I think that's the type of things that people need, regardless of, you know, regardless of whether that's what you're trying to do. I think that's something that happens. That's what we do, you know, as humans, we tend to put certain people, on a bit of a pedestal. And I don't say that people are looking for it that way, but I think that's something that happens naturally, because the people that are more vocal obviously are seen more, hear more, people hear from them more, and I think those people are the people that become the leaders within the community. And again, I'm going to reference back to U2, right? U2 set out a mission that they had a belief, right? It comes from this belief. If you have a belief that theater and the arts are something that can change the world and can do something, that's what Bono and U2 thought about music. They thought music could change the world. They were inspired by bands like Velvet Underground, and they were inspired by these punk rock bands, right? And they believed that they could do something more with music rather than it just be a place where, you know, artists kind of go down in obscurity, right? They wanted to be the biggest band of the world because they knew that's where they were going to have the greatest impact and be able to do the most that they could do. And I think if you're aspiring to be a rock star so that you can further the goal and not your own personal goal, but, well, I shouldn't say that. I should say your goal as for, you could be your personal goal, but for the fact that you're trying to do something that's bigger than yourself. And I think on the 2AMT thread, a lot of us are doing that. And I agree that you should not just seek to be the empty, you know, marketing, slick, blech, rock star, because we don't need that crap. But people that come into this passionate and believe in what they're doing, and they're trying to do it for the right reason, I think if we had more people doing that, and had more people that reached the level of status of our pseudo rock star, then that would do nothing but better the arts. So I'm interested to see what you think. Thanks for listening, and this is Dave Charest from DaveCharest.com, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.